欢迎来到卡卡课堂 ，I'm Jessica。上个周五呢，我们同学学习了一段梅根王妃关于女权主义的一段演讲。同学们不仅模仿了这段素材，而且呢，针对于这个 feminism 女权主义这个单词呢，有很多自己非常独特的见解。这位同学就说 ：“When I heard the word feminism for the first time, I reflected on the importance of independence. As a woman of a new era, to be independent makes me better and more confident. With it.”I'm full of hope for my future life. 由 feminism 这位同学联想到了 independence， 联想到了独立，联想到了就是让他更加自信。有了独立跟自信呢，他会觉得对自己的生活充满了期待。For the feminism 呢，我们更多想到的其实是男女的平等，不管是男权还是女权，我觉得平等是最重要的。那么在圣经当中呢，就有这样一句话，我觉得说的特别特别好。今天我们就来分享一下这段话。The woman came out of a man's ribs, not from his feet to be walked on, not from his head to be superior, but from his side to be equal, under the arm to be protected, and next the heart to be loved. 呀，说的多好呀！第一句呢，就是女人呢是从男人的肋骨中诞生的。Rib 指的是肋骨的意思。Not from his feet to be walked on.不是从他的脚上长出来的 to be walked on 指的是践踏的意思，所以呢你不能践踏女人。 not from his head to be superior， 女人呢也不是从男人的脑袋里长出来的，所以呢也是不能高男人一等的。 superior 这个单词指的是更好的，占优势的。 be superior to something 指的是高于什么，优于什么的意思。 but from his side to be equal， 但是呢肋骨这个位置呢正好呢是在他的身边，所以呢他们的关系应该是平等的。 equal 是平等的意思。 under the arm to be protected， 那个肋骨呢是在你的这个胳膊下面，所以呢你是需要保护它的。 and next the heart to be loved， 因为呢和心挨着，所以你要更爱它。听完之后是不是感觉特别特别好？反正我在读这句话的时候呢，确实有被感动到。接下来呢，请结合我们的学习笔记来看一下这句话的省音连读技巧。纯享版的练习音频以及笔记，请微信搜索卡卡课堂，加入早上英语的会员课程就可以看到啦。 The woman came out of a man's ribs, not from his feet to be walked on, not from his head to be superior, but from his side to be equal, under the arm to be protected, and next to the heart to be loved.所以我们来看一下这句话的断句技巧。 The woman came out of a man's ribs, not from his feet to be walked on, not from his head to be superior, but from his side to be equal, under the arm to be protected, and next to the heart to be loved.